Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Joining us now on the Guild Mortgage mobile hotline is Brad Evans, fantasy football writer for Yahoo. You can find him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. Brad, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it. And we had a big fantasy draft with some listeners last night, kind of an event that we put on every year. And I want to start with this. In my league, Cam Newton was the number one overall pick. How do you analyze that one?
Was somebody drunk?
Now, there's a distinct possibility alcohol was involved, yes.
Well, here's the deal. I'm assuming it's 6 points for all touchdowns in that league. Is that correct?
Yes. That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Well, that does add a little extra flavor to Cam Newton's overall value, and it's all, you know, it's justifiable to consider him in round one. But number one overall, that's still a little bit Looney Tunes for me because we know what the quarterback position is. It's the Marianas Trench of fantasy positions. It's an endless, bottomless pit, a bit of value. And even though Cam was extraordinary last season, and I suspect that he's going to have as good of a year here in 2016, it's hard to justify knowing that the tier-to-tier drop-off, the quarterback position, is so much smaller, that gap compared to the other positions, taking him number one overall. But on the same, on the other side of the coin, that guy can make the argument who made that selection and say, well, Cam's got the highest floor of any, you know, fantasy commodity out there, and that is certainly in the conversation. For my, belief, for my blood, if you will, I would probably go Antonio Brown, still number one overall in that format.
Well, and I'm curious, Brad. Sorry to interrupt you there, Dirt. I'm curious from your perspective of just how fantasy football has kind of evolved the last couple of years. We talked about how you go about drafting this player, that player, one, two, et cetera. And it feels like the way the NFL's evolved, that wide receiver quarterback's kind of the way you go with the number one, opposed to it feels like just 2 or 3 years ago, everybody was in on taking Adrian Peterson or Jamal Charles. Do you feel that's an accurate kind of sentiment about fantasy football?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people this year are adhering to the zero running back theory. For those listeners out there who may be unfamiliar with that strategy, it's basically just completely avoiding running backs like the plague until the middle rounds. And you look at the bust rate of running backs in recent seasons. Last year was an anomaly. 58% of running backs taken inside the RB1 class, so that's RB1 through RB12 in a 12-team league. Again, 58% of them busted last year, whether it was due to injury or ineptitude. If you look since 2009, including last year's 58% bust rate, 45.2% of RB1s have busted. Compare that to wide receiver ones at 38.1% and QBs at 25%. And it is, an enhanced risk to take a, supposed top-level plowshare in the early portion of your draft. But every year is different, and, you see a lot of running backs coming into the league this year. Ezekiel Elliott, who we're finally going to see tonight, supposed to be playing around 12 to 15 snaps in the Dallas Cowboys debut going against the Seahawks, just up the road from you guys up there in Sasquatch land. He's a guy that, is adding depth to the position. I think Lamar Miller, now out from underneath the oppressive thumb of the Miami coaching staff and organization, is getting a fresh start, and he's going to be a workhorse in Houston, probably getting 18 to 22 touches per game. So we're seeing more and more of these beasts of burden re-entering the RB class, and that's why I like to zig while everybody else zags. And while people are, plucking wide receivers or reaching for them in the mid to latter portion of round one, I'm more than happy to take a Lamar Miller or Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Brad Evans. He is a fantasy football writer for Yahoo on Twitter, at Yahoo Noise. And I threw it out to listeners, if you got any fantasy football questions, to chime them in at 55305. And we do have a lot of them coming in. And let's start with this. We were just talking about running backs. You mentioned a couple of names there. Who are some of the bigger sleeper running backs that you're looking at right now that maybe should be around in a later round of a draft?
Well, let me qualify it this way. I don't think sleepers exist anymore. Everybody has information at the tip of their finger that they can access on just about everybody's scouting reports, film, whatever. So unless you've been, living on a deserted island and you have no power, no satellite service whatsoever, you have accessibility to finding out info about just about anybody. So I think it's more of an undervalued, overvalued game. So, looking at players, running back specifically, from an undervalued perspective, I think Melvin Gordon fits that to a T. A guy that would just make you puke all over yourself looking at his surface numbers last year. 3.5 yards per carry, didn't find the end zone. A lot of people already writing him off. Hey, it's the curse of the Wisconsin running backs. But here's the deal. Tom Telesco, the San Diego Chargers, the GM there, they didn't invest in another running back this offseason, whether through the NFL draft or through free agency. It's still just Gordon and Danny Woodhead. And, yeah, Danny Woodhead's that thorn in the side, but I think Gordon's a guy that is going to be a workhorse running back despite some of the issues in the offensive line and defense. And he can also catch the ball as well. You're getting him around pick number 80 overall, so well worth the moderate risk for acquiring his services. Another guy that I like going from West Coast to East Coast, Bilal Powell of the New York Jets. Looks like he's going to be entering in pretty close to a 50-50 timeshare with veteran Matt Forte for the puddle jumpers this season. And this is a guy, here's a little juicy statistic for those of you that like to think about and view advanced analytics. When he had 40% of the opportunities last season for the Jets, that was in 6 games. And what I mean by that is, getting all the touches primarily, at least 40% of those touches, whether through the air or on the ground, he averaged 15.5 fantasy points per game. That's a top 5 yield at the position. If you're getting him around pick number 125, overall, then going real deep in the beer fuzzy hours of your draft, Spencer Ware of the Kansas City Chiefs, to me, is a guy that people are overlooking, and mistakenly so. I know the JC of KC, Jamal Charles, is back, but he's also had 2 major knee surgeries the last 5 years. Andy Reid's made it no secret they want to try to manage his workload to keep him fresh. And Ware is a tank. He led the league in yards after contact at the running back position last season. And I think it's going to be that goal line gremlin. And a guy, if you own Charles, you're going to seriously hate at some point this year.
Swag, can we get the ding there? I drafted Ware last night. I knew what I was doing. We got some great money ball stuff in regards to fantasy football here with Brad Evans of Yahoo, the fantasy guru. I'm curious. This was kind of a hotly debated topic yesterday at our event with just people in my league. Guys coming off of suspensions. Now, Tom Brady, I think most people would probably give him the pass and say he's going to have a great season outside of the 4 games he's missing. But a guy like Josh Gordon, where he's eligible after 4 games, but can you trust him? Is Josh Gordon a guy maybe you take late in the draft? Would you risk a pick on Josh Gordon?
Yeah, I don't see why not, because where you're getting him right now, which is around pick number 80, 85 overall, I mean, it's a moderate risk for a high reward. The guy loves his wacky tobacco, and we know that, all right? I'm hoping he doesn't make any road trips anytime up in the Oregon area or in my home state in Colorado anytime soon and stays on the straight and narrow. He's one drink away, literally, from, maybe permanently out of the league. Now, he's in a nourishing environment there. Hugh Jackson has done his damnedest to try to, put added padding into the system to try to protect Gordon from falling into certain social traps, whether he was hanging out with Johnny Manziel this past offseason. But still, he's an extraordinary talent. He's still very young, in his mid-20s. And most importantly, he's got his old college quarterback back on the same roster, and that's RG3. And the way that RG3 flicks it, like we saw with his 50-yard touchdown connection with Terrell Pryor last weekend, it could be pitch and catch once Gordon comes off suspension. In week 5, interestingly enough, Gordon comes off suspension the same week Tom Brady does, and they face each other. So that's going to be a fun little fantasy game in week 5, so circle that on your calendar. But, yeah, I'm willing to invest in Josh Gordon based on talent alone midway through my draft.
Okay, we're talking with Brad Evans, fantasy football writer for Yahoo. We'll get you out of here on this one, Brad, with a couple of local products we're getting some questions on. Brandon Cooks from Oregon State now with the Saints, obviously, and Marcus Mariota, Duck, now the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. What kind of round are you looking at for each of those former Duck and Beaver?
Well, Brandon Cooks is a guy going largely round two. I mean, in a full-point PPR, I've seen him go as high as 10th overall. I think people are putting him on a pedestal this season in terms of what he could possibly do down there in the bayou. You know, he's going to catch probably upwards of 90 balls this year. We know Drew Brees is. Drew Brees is one of the great consistencies of New Orleans alongside jazz and bad smells on Bourbon Street. So I think, you know, Brandon Cooks has got a great shot at matching the production he had last year, or slightly improving on it. So I think in round two, that's really kind of the appropriate round that he should be going. In terms of Marcus Mariota, you know, he's going to be commanding this exotic smash mouth, which sounds like a parting gift from the Rio Olympics, but that's the offense that Mike Mularkey is going to be running this season. It's going to be old school, almost like leather helmet, black and white, wing tee football, a lot of running with DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, and Mariota, as Marcus packed on some muscle this offseason, knowing that he was going to be doing more read option, more design run plays. And I'm really excited about him teaming up with Tajay Sharp, kid out of UMass, rookie, round five pick. I think that guy's got an extraordinary ceiling. He's really shown a lot so far here in the preseason, and him and Mariota seem to be on the right page. So I think Marcus Mariota, who's my QB12 right now, one of those guys in that Tyrod Taylor, Jameis Winston class after pick 100 overall that could definitely turn a handsome profit.
There you go, Brad Evans. Great stuff.
We got to get him on again.
That was great stuff. Fantasy football writer for Yahoo. You can find him on Twitter and all his great work at Yahoo Noise. Brad, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it, and hopefully we can catch up with you again sometime soon.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Good luck this season.
There you go. Brad Evans of Yahoo. Great stuff there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.